Week 2, Monday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Master. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing Yahweh a song. Let us shout our joy to the rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to him with thanks and sing loud, happy songs to him. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Master. Because Yahweh is a great God, the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to him, and the mountaintops are his as well. The sea is his because he made it, and so is the land his hands have formed. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Master. So come, let us bow down and worship, kneeling before Yahweh who made us too. Because he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep his hand leads on. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Master. Today is the day for you to listen to his voice. Do not dig in your heels as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Master. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying, they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea of what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Master. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Master. Again my life begins, although it had not ceased. The past is dead, but still it's there. My waking births a thousand births. My hair is gray with them. Yet I am still the lad I am no more, and every day I add onto this self I drag through time. I wear my years like clothes, except I cannot tear them off. The eyesore of it drives me mad. How to escape this self-made wreck? I fear there is no hope. It is beyond my strength. But there's a different birth outside of time, where presence swallows past. And in sublime totality my soul will learn at length that he knows how to wipe off every tear. First Nocturne. Please stoop down and listen to me, Master. Come to my rescue. Psalm 31. I put my trust in you, Yahweh. Please do not ever disappoint me. Set me free in your justice. Please stoop down and listen to me and rescue me soon. Be a rock that I can hide behind, a strong fort to keep me safe. Yes, you are my rock and my strong fort. And so, if only for your own sake, lead me on and be my guide. Please pull the net off that they threw over me from ambush, because you are what gives me strength. I entrust my spirit into your hands, and you have set me free before, Yahweh, true God. I hate those who worship futile idols, and my trust is in Yahweh. I will find happiness and joy in your mercy, because you have paid attention to my troubles. And I know that you are well aware of my soul in its anguish, and have not let my enemies' hands clasp around me. You have set me in an open field. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please stoop down and listen to me, Master. Come to my rescue. Master, shine the light of your face upon your slave. Part 2. Then please have mercy on me, Yahweh, because my life is hard. My eyes are worn out with grief, and my body is exhausted with sobs. My strength is gone because of all my faults, and even my bones are growing weak. I'm looked down on by my enemies, and even more by my neighbors. Those who know me are disgusted, and if they see me out of doors, they avoid me. I'm as forgotten as a corpse, never thought of, like a dish that has been smashed. And I can hear people whispering about me, striking terror into me everywhere I turn, because they're hatching plots against me and planning how they can get rid of me. But I still put my trust in you, Yahweh, and say, you are my God. Everything I do is in your hands. Please set me free from the clutches of my enemies and from my oppressors. Shine your face upon your slave and save me for the sake of your own mercy. Please keep me from disgrace, Yahweh, because I call on you. Disgrace these hoodlums instead. Show them the silence of the grave. Yes, shut those lying lips down and keep them from bragging and sneering at honest folk. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, shine the light of your face upon your slave. Praise the Master, because he has poured his mercy on me. Part 3. How enormous is the goodness you have stored up for those who hold you in awe, that you have ready for those who put their trust in you in the face of what other people say. You hide them in the secret shelter of your presence from human plots. You keep them safe inside your tent, away from tongues at war. Praise Yahweh, because he has shown his marvelous kindness in this strong city, because I said in my alarm, I have been taken out of your sight. But you still heard the sound of my pleas when I called out to you. Love Yahweh, you sacred people of his, because Yahweh keeps his loyal subjects safe and pays arrogant fools everything they earn. Keep your courage up, all of you whose hope is in Yahweh, and he will give your heart new strength. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I will be the herald of your praises, Master, wherever Zion's people gather. Please give me insight to know your will, and then I will cherish it in my heart.